Hi, we're Bea and Aileen, and we're going to be discussing Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. We'll be talking about Chapter 2, The Vanishing Glass.
About this chapter in relation to the characters was, would you rather grow up knowing that you're famous or grow up not knowing that you're famous and find out at some point later in your life? So, Bea, what do you think?
Personally, I would rather grow up being famous because I feel that it would be a lot more stressful if you were, like, just thrust into the world of, like, everybody knowing you, and I think it would be a lot of a harder transition. What do you think, Aileen?
So personally, I would actually rather grow up not being famous because I feel like I would want to have somewhat of a normal childhood and knowing what the real world is like and kind of not being spoiled and not ruining my personality by being famous. Because I feel like growing up famous, you see all these people who, like the Kardashians, just as a reference, like they grew up famous and now they knew their whole life that they were going to be famous, and that could have like potentially ruined them. And I really wouldn't want to be ruined like that. I'm not saying that they're ruined, but I'm just saying that I wouldn't want that to happen to me personally, just because I feel like I would want to establish a good personality before going into that world of fame.
In relation to Harry Potter, I think that it would be better for him if he had grown up famous, because I think being with the Dursleys, his environment was so bad that I feel like anything else would have been just better for him, because they treated him like he was a servant and they acted as if he wasn't even a person.
Right, so in Harry's case, I feel like it was better for him, would have been better for him to grow up famous, because he was thrust into a terrible situation without even knowing it. But I feel like maybe if he was thrust into a different situation instead of with the one family that he had, like he could have maybe even been an orphan and had a better life than he had here, because this family doesn't even care about him whatsoever. And to like build off on that, like his family doesn't care about him, do you think that eventually he'll be able to get away from that, or will that kind of haunt him for the rest of his life, like how he was treated?
I think that eventually when he does find out that he is a wizard, I think that he'll learn that, like, he can have a better life if he just lets go of, like, the Dursleys, because they, like, were holding him back. And I think that he'll eventually realize that, like, he can be so much more than what they thought he could be. And then I have a question for you. Do you think that the Dursleys, like, treat him badly because they're scared of him? Or do you think they just think that he is less than them because he's different?
So I feel like they're kind of... We really don't know at this point how they feel about him, because the letter that Dumbledore said he would leave on the step with Harry that first chapter when they left him on the doorstep after his parents had just died, I feel like if we had known what that letter entailed, we would have a better idea of why the Dursleys treat him this way, because that letter could have said, this is the most powerful child that has ever lived, like he could kill you or whatever, or it could have said, here's the child of the people that you don't even like. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they're either, like you said, they're scared of him, or they think that he's just the child of those people that they didn't like. But I feel like it would be more of, I don't think Dumbledore would have said, like, absolutely everything. Like, this child saved the entire wizarding world. Like, that wouldn't really make sense for him to say in front of these people who probably don't understand anything about what Harry's parents were or what they had been through. So I feel like they're just treating him like less of a person because they didn't like his parents.
And then going back to like them being in the wizarding world, I think that one, his aunt is very jealous of Lily and James, because I think that on the inside, like, she really did want to be special. And I think that, like, growing up with her sister being special and her not being, like, gifted with magic or anything, I think she just grew up with a lot of jealousy and hatred towards her sister. And I think that might be, like, she might be projecting that onto Harry. And so I think that's also why she has lots of hatred towards him.
Right. And now she's living out basically the most normal life she could ever live out and doesn't want to know anything about her sister. She doesn't want to even discuss them. She doesn't like her child. She just doesn't like the situation that she's in. So I really do feel like, yeah, what you said, like, she wanted to have a life at some point that wasn't super normal, but now that she's living a normal life and can't do anything about it, she needs to take that out on someone, because she's really angry that she possibly could have been what her sister was, but she didn't get the opportunity, or we don't know that yet, but...
And then again during the chapter, another thing that I thought about was that I felt like a lot of pity towards Harry, because like he didn't choose this life. Like, this life was just like thrust upon him, and he didn't get a choice in what happened. And I thought it was really sad when he was talking about how he picked a spider off his sock and that he was used to it. Like, I don't think that's something that any kid, no matter what situation, like, I don't think they should have to go through that and be used to, like, living in a cupboard and, like, getting woken up to do chores. Like, I just think that that's something that I wouldn't wish it upon anybody.
Right, but, like, these things that anyone else would be afraid of, like spiders, snakes that are going to come out of the glass, Harry is so used to them that he doesn't even really care at this point. Like, he's built up, like, strength against these things, and he's not terrified like everyone else would be, like, with the snake. The glass, where did it go? We don't know, but Harry's not concerned. He just says, oh, it was totally fine. The snake wanted to go to Brazil or whatever it was. Yeah. So I feel like that's one of the reasons, because obviously we know how Harry Potter goes, like, he goes to the Wizarding World, all of these other things. I feel like that might be why he became so successful, because he had such a rough childhood and was raised in this house of people who didn't love him. And when he gets, I don't know, he's just not scared of things that everyone else would be afraid of, so that helps him have more bravery, and he's not really scared of anything at this point.
And then going back to what you were saying about how the glass vanished out of nowhere, I think that Harry, like, since he never got any proper training with his magic, because he was grown up in a house where magic was shunned and, like, he didn't even know, I think that eventually, like, the magic, like, manifested in his emotions. So, like, when it was talking about, like, when he got, like, really angry or, like, sad for the snake, like, the glass vanished. And I think that's just another reason why it was bad for him to grow up in the household without the people who he needed, like, to be successful with his magic. I think it's just going to make it harder for him to learn to, like, use his magic. But it also might make it easier for him because, like, he grew up in a world where magic wasn't anything. So he might be, like, more in awe of it. And it might help him to come more accustomed to it because he's, like, he thinks it's, like, a sacred thing.
Right, and he could also, that could lead to him being more careful with it because he never grew up knowing that he was going to be this amazing wizard, like, world famous, all this other stuff. But I feel like that's going to help him be a lot more careful with his magic because once he learns about it, he's going to figure out just how serious it can be. And obviously, his parents were taken from it due to magic, so I feel like due to the fact that his parents were taken, that's going to make him realize just how strong it is and make him be more careful. But with the snake, what do you think that was? Like, do you think that the snake was kind of talking to him in his mind, or do you think that was actually, like, someone from, like, Hogwarts, kind of like the cat was? Like, the cat turned into a person. Yeah. I kind of feel like the snake was a person and Harry was the only one who could talk to it because he was born a part of that world. So what do you think?
I also think that, like, the snake, I think they might have just been, like, connecting because, like, that may seem weird, but I think that Harry, he grew up kind of alone and, like, that snake was all by itself and he, like, never knew anybody else. And so I think that he also can relate to the snake because in a way the snake, like, never grew up in its home, like Brazil. And that's kind of the same as Harry. Like, Harry never grew up in the Wizarding World or the place that he was supposed to be. So I think that they just had, like, a type of connection which helped them to talk to each other.
So, like, with you talking about Brazil and that being his home, I feel like this is kind of a, what would that be called, portraying or, like, a vision into Harry's future or something. I have no idea what that would be called. I mean, it's something, but I don't remember at this point. But so he said, once he escaped, I'm off to Brazil. I feel like that's portraying what Harry's future is going to look like. Because
like a
Harry,
foreshadow?
Mm-hmm, a foreshadow, that's it. So Harry, this is foreshadowing of what Harry's future is going to be. So he is going to finally escape from the Dursleys, escape from everything that he has ever known and how terrible that his childhood has really been. And then once he has finally escaped, he's going home, which is Hogwarts, and he's going home, which I feel like, yeah, basically.
And then when you're talking about escaping, I think that Harry kind of escapes in his dreams. Like, when he was dreaming, he was talking about how the motorcycles, they fly. And when he was saying he was dreaming about that, I think that, like, that might have been a gift from, like, the people from Hogwarts, or it might have just been, like, the magic in him, like, trying to tell him something. And then when he finally told Uncle Vernon that he was having dreams about motorcycles flying, he was so mad, because I think he started to realize that Harry's powers were growing, and he was starting to remember parts of when he was a baby in the Wizarding World. And I think that just made Uncle Vernon, like, scared, but he, like, portrayed it as anger to cover up how, like, he was fearful.
Right, so how we were talking about the how they're treating him earlier, and how it's probably just because they didn't like the Mrs. Dursley's sister. This is kind of contrasting that, because they're all of a sudden saying motorcycles don't fly, like saying it so strictly and sternly that they really cannot let him know that that ever happened, if they actually got a letter explaining everything. What that letter said. So there are two different ways that that letter could have gone, and I feel like there are lots of different details that support both ways. So it really could go either way at this point. I just feel like Uncle Vernon has a stronger understanding of what could truly happen than Mrs. Dursley.
So I have a question for you. I was wondering that once Harry gets his magic and kind of moves out and grows as a person, do you think that the Dursleys will end up, like, growing to forgive him and maybe start to treat him like an equal? Or do you think that they'll always hold, like, a hatred for him for being different than them?
I actually don't think that these are people that can grow. I think that these are the kind of people that are going to be stuck in their ways, always going to be super rude to Harry, never going to forgive him whatsoever, even though he didn't really do anything wrong. I feel like they had so long to forget about whatever that Mrs. Dursley's sister did, and then they had her child. Like, don't you think that that would be enough for you to forgive her? And she's gone now. That would seem like enough to finally forgive someone for whatever they did, and you want to raise their child to be a good human being, and then you can maybe feel some type of relief for never having maybe been that close. But they never actually tried to forgive what that sister did, and now they're taking it out on Harry. So I feel like they're not going to really forgive him.
Going along with what you said about how they're supposed to raise Harry, I think that, like, you could kind of see, like, if they had, like, put a ton of time and effort to him, I feel like he might have turned out like Dudley. Mm-hmm. Like, in the story when it was talking about how Dudley counted his presents to make sure that he had more than last year, and when he didn't have, like, more presents, like, he threw a tantrum. And I think that, like, that just reflects badly on, like, the family, because they're allowing their child to be like that. And I think that had they spoiled Harry, yes, he would have had a better childhood, but I think that himself as a person, it wouldn't have helped him to grow and become a better human.
Right, so that's really true, because if he had been raised the way that Dudley had been raised, Dudley might have not have been as bad, because they would have had to share everything equally. If they had actually used good parenting techniques, then both children could have actually turned out pretty normal. But I feel like, due to the fact that Dudley is so spoiled and such a brat, that's what made Harry who he is. Not only the fact that they're basically abusing him, they're showing him that they're capable of loving someone else the way that they don't love him, and that's what makes him so quiet and so reserved. And that quiet and reserved child is gonna eventually turn out to be a better person, or they're just gonna snap at some point. So do you think Harry will ever snap, or do you think he'll always stay the same person?
I was just kind of thinking about that. Like, I was thinking, would Harry ever try to get revenge on them? Mm-hmm. And I think that Harry's just not the type of person to do that, because I feel like he lost his parents, and I don't think he would want to hurt the Dursleys, because, like, he knows what it's like to feel that pain and that loss, and I don't think he would want to inflict that on anybody, despite how badly they treated him. And also, going along with what I just said, like, I think that he kind of relates to, like, why they're being like that. Like, when he finds out, I think he will, because, like, I think he'll grow to, like, learn that the Wizarding World is great, but to those who aren't, like, a part of it but know about it, like, they can be scared of that. So I don't think he'll hold, like, a ton of resentment towards him, but I think he'll always feel, like, a little regret of being in that situation.
This has been Aileen and V's podcast on Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, Chapter 2, The Vanishing Glass.